This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, April 27th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Delta Tunnel clears hurdle. CDFA budget under pressure. Wine labeling bills advance. And Greer recuses self from phosphate decision. The Delta Conveyance Project inched forward last week as the Delta Stewardship Council largely upheld the project's consistency with the Delta Plan while sending it back to the Department of Water Resources to address two outstanding issues. Governor Gavin Newsom's office framed the action as a significant milestone, noting the council affirmed most of the project's consistency determination, a key step toward final permitting. Administration officials argue the tunnel is critical to stabilizing water deliveries as climate change threatens state water project reliability. Supporters echoed that message. State water contractors said the vote, quote, represents an encouraging step towards securing water supplies for 27 million Californians and 750,000 acres of farmland. But opposition remains fierce. Tribal and environmental groups blasted the decision, arguing the project would harm cultural resources, ecosystems, and Delta communities. In the meantime, a recent court ruling blocking a previous bond financing plan continues to cast uncertainty over how the project would ultimately be paid for. Adding to the headwinds, a new report from SJV Water found support for the project declining among Kern County residents, a key region for state water project deliveries. State agriculture funding priorities came under pressure last week as lawmakers weighed cuts, climate investments, and the future of local food programs during a budget subcommittee hearing. CDFA outlined a $685 million proposed budget while warning of mounting challenges ranging from extreme weather to rising costs and declining federal support. A major issue was the governor's plan to eliminate vacant state positions. Last year, lawmakers objected to cutting 35 positions tied to pest detection, animal health, and program oversight, citing concerns the reduction could weaken invasive species response and food safety efforts. The hearing also spotlighted competing priorities for limited funds. The governor proposes $89 million for climate smart agriculture programs funded by the Proposition 4 climate bond, covering healthy soils, water efficiency, and tribal food sovereignty initiatives, among other programs. In the meantime, CDFA is seeking $25 million annually to continue its farm-to-school program, a priority of the first partner. But the Legislative Analyst's Office recommended rejecting the request, arguing it does not meet urgent funding thresholds amid a structural deficit. Lawmakers signal they may look for ways to preserve core programs while identifying savings elsewhere as budget negotiations continue. A bill aimed at tightening standards for wine labeling advanced unanimously out of its first committee last week, drawing strong backing from California wine grape growers and wineries. AB 1585 would require any wine labeled American to be made entirely from U.S.-grown grapes, aligning with the national designation with California's existing requirement for wines labeled California. Supporters say the bill is intended to protect consumer trust and preserve the value of the American wine brand, that at a time when imported bulk wine can still be blended into products marketed as American wine under federal rules. Natalie Collins, president of the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, described the vote as, quote, an important first step toward ensuring that when a bottle says American, it means American. Gina Lisa Tomeo, board president of Family Winemakers of California, said, quote, truth in labeling isn't just good policy. It's on the foundation of what our members have built their reputations on. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says that USTR Jameson Greer has recused himself from any discussions on countervailing duties applied to Moroccan and Russian phosphate fertilizers. AgriPulse reported last week that USDA and USTR were split on whether those tariffs should be continued. The ag groups have been calling for duties to be lifted during a five-year sunset review to ease input cost pressures on growers. Greer, who represented fertilizer producer Simplot as a trade lawyer prior to joining the administration, has recused himself to avoid any conflicts of interest, USTR says. Ambassador Greer has assiduously adhered to all relevant ethical standards for executive branch employees, as well as all relevant D.C. bar rules of professional conduct when dealing with matters involving former clients throughout his tenure, USTR said in a statement. Pursuant to D.C. bar rule of professional conduct 1.9, Ambassador Greer has recused himself from all Trump administration discussions on countervailing duties, orders on Russian and Moroccan phosphate fertilizer imports, the office added. I'll take note, Deputy Agriculture Secretary Stephen Vaden has also involved a case challenging the duties when he was judge of the Court of International Trade. Now, USDA did not respond to a question on whether he had to also recuse himself from discussions. The president has extended provisions to facilitate the internal transportation of fertilizer and other goods another 90 days. In March, the White House lifted requirements for 60 days that goods shipped between U.S. ports must be carried on U.S.-built, flagged, and crewed vessels. White House Assistant Press Secretary Taylor Rogers said Friday, the waiver would be expended to provide both certainty and stability for the U.S. and global economies. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins continues to tease a forthcoming initiative to help lower fertilizer costs and spur domestic production. She told lawmakers last week that it is too soon to announce details, but said it would be an, quote, all of the above government approach. Here's today's final word. I was raised in my family's dairy supply business. I built a record working across the aisle to deliver real wins for our agriculture community, from water access to funding farming technology. That Representative Adam Gray announcing the endorsement of the California Farm Bureau for his reelection campaign. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, April 27th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.